I don't put any clothes in the dryer, ever. I hang dry everything. It's very annoying, but I prefer it that way, to putting stuff in the dryer and having it shrink. Some of that goes back to when I was heavier. If I had a shirt that fit and that I put in the dryer and it got any smaller, then it wouldn't fit. That was a problem. But I still don't like doing it because I don't like when my clothes change size. Also, apparently, like, your clothes last long. When you read these articles about laundry experts, they say that everybody uses too much soap and that they run the washer for too long. I saw this one expert who's like, you should run the dryer on its shortest setting. So your clothes are all done in 20 or 30 minutes or something. Now, my dryer's shortest setting is like 12 minutes. That doesn't feel long enough. People sometimes are like, I'm going to hand wash this, you know, when it's dishware stuff. I'm going to hand wash this in the sink because that'll save water or whatever. And no, it doesn't. The dishwasher is more stingy with water, stingier with water than you are. It's more efficient, more protective. And apparently there's, you know, the laundry machine can be more effective with stuff too. But with the drying, I prefer to hang my stuff up. Depending on where you are, hanging stuff to dry, it can take forever. But in my house, I would say 6 to 8 hours later, my stuff's dry, most of it. And whatever's not dry by then is dry overnight. The challenge is taking it off the drying rack and putting it away, but I'm getting better about that too. I mean, it's not like I leave it on the drying rack for months, but I might leave it on the drying rack for a day or three. So anyway, there's that.
Your daily Lex.
My food and diet stuff I haven't talked about in a while, but it's much harder than it used to be because I have so many different numbers to manage for now. It's not just calories anymore. For a long time, it was calories and protein. For most of my time working with a trainer, it was calories and protein. But now I can't go too high on protein, where it used to be I could go as high as I wanted and he didn't care. But now he's like, max it out at 180 grams of protein. And I got to hit a carb number and a fat number. Hitting all those things while staying under the calorie number is tricky. Now, I will say my calorie number is so high right now that I'm finding it hard to eat all the calories I have. But it's even harder to just do the math of making sure I get all the targets and don't go over them. Like, if I eat too much protein, now I don't have enough calories left to hit my carb number. And it's a whole thing. But I have 2,400 calories a day right now, which is probably roughly normal for me, or what my baseline should be. But I spent a year at 1,800. So 2,400 feels like very luxurious and even a lot. There are times when I'm like, gosh, I don't even know what to eat. I'm doing more pretzels, more rice cakes, and so much popcorn. Man. Oh, and potatoes. I am keeping the potato industry in business. I make potatoes multiple times a day, every day. And Lauren's like, why don't you make more potatoes at once? I'm like, because I don't want to do that. I want to weigh them and make them. Weigh them uncooked and then cook them and then know exactly what I'm doing so I can track it exactly right. It's crazy. Those are my thoughts. Laundry and potatoes. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful day. More soon. Happy Earth Day. You know what? I'm going to share my Earth Day song with you here. If you follow me on socials, you can find my music video for it, which is very stupid. But here's my song about Earth Day from my forthcoming album, Holiday Bangers, or Holidays Without Bangers. I haven't decided which to call it.
Earth Day. It's not your birthday unless you were born on April 22nd. It's Earth Day. Know the planet's worth day. We gotta save the planet, I reckon. On this Earth Day, we gotta think of the environment. Oh yes, on Earth Day, let's not send the planet to early retirement. On this Earth Day, Earth Day. Earth Day, it's not Colin Firth Day. It's a great day to hug or plant some trees. It's Earth Day, let the outdoors give you mirth day, as long as you don't suffer from seasonal allergies. On this Earth Day, we must think about our planet. Oh yes, on Earth Day, we gotta acknowledge climate change, goddammit. On this Earth Day, Earth Day, Earth Day. It's the only planet that we've got. And I think life on Mars would suck a lot. think we should all think of Mother Nature. Oh yes, on Earth they push for action from your legislature. Mother's Earth Day.